My darling, I came from a far country, searching to find that one person that would heal my wounds from the war that I've endured. I was like a wounded lion in a great field of despair, but you found me. I saw you when you came on your chariot with your servants, with your mighty men of war, and your great council. As I looked over, as I lay there dripping in blood, you came over. As your men stood by and your servants watched, wondering why would you pause a great journey that you were on? Why would you stop and see about this man, this lion that was wounded?
Grateful that I saw a lamb and I had the resources to come and aid. But only when I got there did I see that this lamb is a great lion. And the strength that I saw, even though he was wounded, there was such strength in his face, such magnitude and prestige upon who he is. I looked upon this king and picked him up, looked into his face and longingly and lovingly. I'll help you in this walk. Where are we going? I'll follow. I'll leave my chariot. I'll leave my kingdom. Kingdom is nothing if there's not a king there to serve. How do I serve this king? Lovingly, compassionately, with great honor. So I am grateful that now you, who were once laying in despair, are now strong and walking in great vigor, great prestige and honor. And the weight of the glory comes from you. Teach your people, lead the people into all of the gratitude that you have towards your Maker. I love you.
I love you too. I wonder, my queen, my dove, what was I thinking or dreaming or had visions about when the great God created you? Where were my thoughts? What was in my subconscious and my conscious mind? And then all of a sudden I awaken out of a deep slumber, a deep sleep, and I saw you. My womb has came alive. Woman, I said. Woman, I said. Woman, my great helper. You are such a help to me, likened unto the Holy Spirit that comes to help us when I am despaired about life's complex situations. I look upon thee and I see a beauty that is not just one dimensional, but I see three dimensions of love. My dear, I found favor in you. What is marriage without your favor, my queen? I praise you for simply being you.
And I honor you for being you. It is good to be with you.
Well, I am so happy that you've joined me. We got a great show for you. This is Roderick Owensby, the Roderick Owensby Show, and we're going to have a great time with some powerful information. Eating your way back to health. Yes, it's time to eat our way back to health. So this is going to be about health and spiritual health and even financial health. But our main focus this evening will be about our temples, our bodies, which are the temple of God. So I want you all to call your friends. 818-431-8553 is the call-in number. Feel free to call in concerning questions that you may have. And also, later on, my queen, yes, Queen Katrina, will be joining me. And we are going to be right back in a moment.
Words of love that I need to hear to let me know you do. Through the night, I dry my eyes, for now I have learned. Lonely tears, they call the same. When love is not returned, love is not returned.
There you have it, mint condition. You know, our bodies are so important, very important. You know, your body uses good health foods to create the energy that you need. Good food helps us move around, work, and enjoy life. The fruits, vegetables, meat, fish that you eat on a regular basis, all provide your body with what it needs through the nutrition they contain. Energy, by definition, is the ability to do work. You see, our bodies takes the food that we eat, and then it breaks it down so that energy can be stored on a daily basis. So in other words, when we eat, we store up energy. The food turns to energy, and that's how we exercise, and that's how we go about our daily business. The amount of energy that a food provides is measured in the number of calories that it contains. The more calories means the more energy available. So we're dealing with the energy part of food. And later on, we're going to deal with some very serious issues concerning food. You know, the Word of God says in 3 John 2, I wish above all things that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So even before we get to the soul, the Word of God talks about physical health. I wish above all things that you may prosper. Number one, prosper in your life, prosper in your business, and so forth. And then it deals with your physical prosperity. Isn't that amazing that most people, when they hear prosperity, they think of cha-ching. They think of money. The love of money is the reason there is so much evil in our world on this planet. So we, you know, don't love money. You can like it all day. I like money. I want money to like me, but I don't have a love relationship with it. Because, see, when you love money, you actually are not compassion. You don't have the compassion to help others. You know, and that's where we get stingy spirits. So don't fall in love with money. You can like it. It's okay. In addition to the certain amount of calories that we take in from food, our body also requires a balanced variety of six different kinds of nutrition in order to function well. These provide the necessary energy, you see, and materials to help repair. Get this, very important, to help repair your body after an exercise session. So you see, when we walk, that's an exercise. When we go about doing our daily chores, our body needs to be prepared or repaired. Now, this is very important. Very important. You may have heard the term essential nutritions. Listen to this. But what are they? Basically, these are the nutritions that our bodies cannot make for itself and need to come from eating good and healthy food. In the case of water, H2O, we are made up of about 80% water. Isn't that amazing? You can live a few days without eating, but you need water on a daily basis. Did you know that we lose water from our bodies? When you breathe and when you sweat, you lose water. Many people don't realize that they lose water when they are sleeping at night. So when we breathe, when we sweat, and when we sleep, we are losing the H2O, water. Here is a good health tip. Drink 1 to 2 8-ounce glasses of water as soon as you wake up. You will start hydrating your body and give what it needs, and that is water. So when you wake up, drink you about 1 to 2 8-ounce of water as soon as you wake up. Okay, and then you spread out another 6 to 8 glasses throughout the day to maintain a good water balance in your body. So important. We need water. We cannot live without it. We'll be right back. We have some more information for you. 8-1-8-4-3-1-8-5-5-3. Yes, eating your way back to health. I am Roderick Owensby. My queen, Katrina Owensby, will be with me later on. We are talking about eating our way back to health. You know, God's word declares that he wishes above all things that we may prosper, be in good health, even as our souls, that is our mind, prospers. And so I'm going to be giving you some information concerning your body. God bless you. You are on the Roderick Owensby Show. God bless you. I think I have somebody listening. As I was saying, carbs. Let's talk about carbs. Carbohydrates. They are commonly called carbs. Along with fats, are needed by your body to produce energy. We were talking about energy. 1 gram of carbohydrates contain about 4 calories. So if you are feeling tired, irritable, it may be because you aren't getting enough good health energy producing carbohydrates. Add some good vegetables and fruits to your daily diet. Plan and avoid the sugary drinks and candies. Yes, they have carbohydrates in them, but in the form of sugar. This is so important. And they are not as good for your body as the fruits and vegetables. In the case of fats, many people shun fats, especially when they start dieting and are trying to lose weight. However, think about this, people. Your body needs fats, a certain amount of fats, to function properly and maintain healthy skin, nails, and hair. Also, 1 gram of fat contains a whopping 9 calories. So don't cut out all the fat in your diet. Instead, switch from eating bad fat sources to good fat sources. Protein. Protein is a very important nutrient that many people do not get enough of. It's very important that you get the proper amount of nutrients. Protein can be used by the body as energy. 1 gram of protein has 4 calories. 1 gram of protein has 4 calories. However, it serves a much more needed function by providing the necessary materials that your body needs to repair, heal itself. Very important. Protein helps your muscles, help your body heal itself. Okay, and it also repairs. If you get a bruised muscle exercising or playing sports, it aids in the preparation or preparing of your muscles. Especially if you have a good workout, you need protein to help build, tone your muscles. It is well known that if you are exercising regularly, you need to take in good quality sources of protein to help recover from your workout. Here's something that most people don't realize. Your body uses fat to help properly break down proteins so they can be absorbed better. See? So important that in one of the reasons that low-carb, high-fat, and protein diets are used by people trying to reduce their body fat. These types of diets work in the short term, only in the short term. But after a while, those people become irritable and cranky because they cut out all carbohydrates. You see that? When you go on that crash diet and you cut out all of your carbs, you can become very hard to deal with emotionally. I know when I cut my carbs, when I prepare for exercise, I will get moody and grumpy, but then on my cheat day, my attitude improved. Isn't that amazing? Very amazing. Vitamins and minerals. Your body would need an an adequate amount of vitamins and minerals on a daily basis. These two nutrients work in your body to help in all its functions, everyday function, such as moving around, thinking, healing sore muscles and injuries, as well as helping to break down the carbs, fats, and proteins you eat for energy, all require vitamins and minerals. Okay? One of the best ways to make sure you get enough is to take a good multivitamin every day. So in order to build and maintain a strong, healthy, energetic body, we need to eat good, healthy food and drink plenty of water. Again, when you wake up in the morning, get you at least 2 8-ounces of water, and you will notice your day, and spread your other 6 glasses throughout the day, or bottles of water. Make sure you get the healthy water. There's a lot of junk out there. So read. Avoiding any one form of nutrients will through your body, it will throw your body out of balance, actually, as well as affect your energy levels. Make sure that you add enough water to your diet and balance out the amount of fats, carbohydrates, and protein, so you can live healthy and well and enjoy your life. Good stuff, huh? Good stuff. We're focusing on how to eat our way right back to health, to a healthy lifestyle. The spiritual life can be hindered by unhealthy eating habits. And we're here to show you how you can maintain your body. So important. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Well,
living for the love of you. That's the Isley Brothers, Eating Your Way Back to Health. Now, what I'm about to share with you is so important to your life and to your health. We got some negative effects of sugar on your health. Sugar is so dangerous. Very dangerous. It's very important that you understand what we are sharing tonight is a matter of life or death. Very important. You know, it is known, it is a medical known fact that sugar makes us aggressive. You find neighborhoods that have a bunch of candy stores. That neighborhood is very aggressive. See, we could talk about drugs, but sugar is one of the most dangerous drugs on earth. I want you to listen to this. Uneven sugar levels in your blood often causes mood changes, sudden tiredness. Do you get tired all of a sudden? Just all of a sudden you have this burst of energy and then it drops dramatically. And then you're feeling it gives you constant headaches. Are you having that? And the desire to eat even more sugar. Slowly it becomes a habit, and new dose of sugar calls only temporary relief. However, after a few hours, sugar deficiency and hunger becomes even stronger. On the other hand, those who don't overuse sugar levels feel stronger and more vital. So you can overdo sugar, and it is so dangerous. I repeat, sugar can kill you. I'm just going to be blunt. Okay? So be careful. That's the number one negative effect of sugar. Number two, sugar increases the risk of obese, diabetes, and heart disease. International researchers showed that there is a correlation between usage of glycolic products, including sugar, and obesity and diabetes. Such products also increase the risk of heart diseases. Newest researchers found some evidence that glycemic products can be based with various cancer forms. Now, we're finding out that sugar can help increase the risk of cancer. So you can speak in tongues, you can shout and dance, you can preach, and you can do all of these things. You can witness, you can do all of these things, but that sugar demon will take you down. I heard somebody say, well, I'll bless my donut and eat it, and God will bless it. Okay, keep blessing that glazed donut. Yeah, bless it. But I promise you, it'll curse you if you're not careful. So just because you walk by faith, just because you have an anointing on your life, you're not that anointed. There are certain things we must stay away from, especially if you know. The scripture says, by no means shall anything hurt you. Okay? Okay, now, that doesn't mean for me to get on a tall building and jump off and say, hey, the word of God says nothing by any means shall hurt me. Go ahead. God forbid, don't do it. Okay, it hurts. Number three, sugar causes immune system disorders. When experimenting with animals, it was discovered that sugar blocked immune reactions. Further research is needed, but it is now known that bacteria and yeast need sugar to grow.
sugar grows diseases. You get sugar in your body. Now, we're going to show you, you can reverse this. God is so good that when he built this body, study shows that your body can live over 300 years of age. Okay? So it is, you're going to see an increase of life in years because people are going to understand that sugar is okay, but when you abuse it, it's terrible. So let's really get ourselves together. And my queen and I, Katrina and I, we want you to be healthy, especially you that believe in God and you're prophesying and you're doing good things and you're trying to live right. Listen, sugar, brother sugar, sister sugar can take you down. So let's take it down. Listen to this. So in a research study, sugar blocked and causes the immune system, okay, to be dysfunction, okay? Causes a presence of imbalance between these materials, bacteria and sugar. Sugar grows bacteria. Human immune system can become weaker as a result. People tend to ill a lot more. In other words, sugar makes your immune system weak. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, sugar is sweet, but it will sweetly kill you. And there's nothing sweet about death, premature death. And so by the Holy Spirit, we are revealing these things because we speak the truth in love. And we want everybody to live. We want to see grandpa's hair white as snow and grandma's hair white as snow, plain and running. Okay? Sugar even weakens your bones. Okay? So we got number one. Sugar causes sudden increase in glucose levels. Number two, it also increases the risk of obese, diabetes, and heart disease. Number three, it weakens the immune system, causes disorders in our immune systems. God forbid. So let's go on a sugar fast. Glory to God. Number four, large doses of sugar cause chromium deficiency in the body. People who constantly consume large amount of sugar or other refined carbohydrates do not get enough chromium. Listen to this, which is mainly responsible for the regulating sugar levels in the blood. Chromium can be found in many animal or vegetable, okay, products, and also in the seafood products. Refined carbs take chromium away from these products. Isn't that amazing? Sugar takes the stuff you need away. Number five, sugar causes aging. Make you ugly, wrinkle, tore up. From the floor up, stay away from it. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I decree right now that everyone that's listening will be delivered from the abuse of sugar. You know, could y'all imagine people going to jail? Why are you in jail? Sugar. But no, there's no money in that because the doctors are paying for their mansions and their new cars because, and their private jets because we have people, ordinary people, consuming sugar. Okay? So we must be careful. Start today. And those of you who will join my queen and I, start today controlling sugar. And we're gonna show you how you can curb it. My queen is going to come on in a few minutes, and she's going to take you further, and then I'll be back. Can't wait for my queen to come because she has some fantastic information for you. Okay, number five, sugar causes aging. Negative effects on your skin sugar can be the cause of that. Certain parts of sugar molecules, when entering into blood, joined with the proteins, this is called glycolysis. As a consequence, new structures are formed which reduce body tissue integrity. Listen, to put it simply, the more sugar is in your blood, the faster you become older. Well, not you, your body does. Let me say it again. The more sugar is in your blood, the faster you become older. Okay, we found the fountain of youth. It's not the candy store. So let's reverse aging by less sugar. Wow. I'm ready. Are you? Number six. Of course, everybody knows sugar causes dental decay. Messes up the bone in your mouth, the tooth. Okay? This aspect of sugar on your teeth is often omitted. Sugar is one of the most caries-producing decays. It causes decays food in the world. To test that, you can throw a tooth into a glass of Coca-Cola. Listen, eventually you will see that sugar doesn't whiten and strengthen your teeth. It does the opposite. So stay away from sugar. Messes up your teeth. You go smiling at a pretty girl and she runs from you. And that's not too good. Right, gentlemen? Number seven. Sugar causes dental disease. Later, it can develop into heart disease. It was proved that chronic sicknesses and infections stimulate the artery disease. Dental problems often lead to heart disease. Oh, we are stopping this demon. Okay. First, we ask God to forgive us. We ask our family to forgive us, because man dies prematurely with a spoon and a fork. It's not a gun. It's not bad weather. It's a spoon and a fork. Know how to use them. Okay. Me and my wife, we repented, and God has been blessing us. And we see a total change. So we spread this love tonight. We're on a campaign against sugar. Sounds good. Hey, sugar. Hey, darling baby, sugar, you so sweet. It'll give you a toothache, headache, heartache, artery ache, leg ache, bone ache, eyes ache, ear ache, tummy ache, marriage ache, family ache. Okay, number eight. I love it. Sugar effects. Listen, the effect on our kids, our children, health and learning ability. When my child is getting bad grade, check the sugar level. We're turning our children into sugar demons. Rawr. They don't want to read. They don't want to study, and sugar does something. It makes you stay in front of the television. There's a connection with television and sugar. So we're getting our children to read. As a matter of fact, my queen and I are working on one of our on the Roderick Owensby show. We're going to have children and we're going to read books, story books. So we're going to have children come on board, and our 8-year-old son is going to host, and we're looking forward to that. If you have a child that wants to be a guest on the Roderick Ormsby Show, begin to let us know. You can email us, and I'm telling every parent, you can email us the information, and we'll let you know what day we're having the children's show. And our son, Elisha William Owensby, a powerful young man, is going to look like his mama and me mixed up like a swirl ice cream. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that. Don't get it. I'm sorry. So you can email me at Roderick Owensby at LIVE.com. That's RODRICKOWENSBY. That's Roderick Owensby at LIVE.com. Email me and say, yes, I want my child to be a part of your children's show. And we want you parents to be involved and have your child call in. You call in and we'll have your child read a story, his favorite story. And that's going to be fabulous. Okay. Now, so we've covered, we're at number 8. Many parents notice that sugar has an effect on their children and their behaviors. Kids react to raw sugar, sweeteners, more or less the same, so difference between sugar and sweeteners. Research haven't shown noticeable difference, okay? But now a little bit about our children, okay, and their abilities. 1979 to 1983 period, New York schools participated in the interesting experiment. All food products with sugar, artificial sweeteners, and dyes were removed from the school and the breakfast and lunch. The results, listen to this, were shocking. It was positive. Overall, grades have increased about 15.7%, while test groups achieve only 1.7%. improvement. 15.7% improvement when the children did not eat the junk, the sugar, the processed food. Now, if that does not get your attention, I don't know what can. Number 9, what sugar does to our body. While in stressful situation, the body releases stress hormones. Okay? This hormone also makes himself more prevalent when sugar levels in the blood decreases. For example, when you eat a piece of cake, the sugar levels sharply increase. Okay? It increases. After a while, it decreases sharply also. At the time stress hormones are activated, they quickly pump more sugar and energy into the body. The problem is that those useful hormones can cause anxiety, irritation, and sudden change of mood. Do you see that? Oh, we got to stay away from this. Sugar causes stress. It causes stress. Okay, number 10. Sugar intrudes important nutrition. Scientists warn that people who consume lots of sugar don't have important nutrients in the ration, especially vitamins A, C, B12, folic acid, calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, and iron. Sadly enough, children fall into this category, and they are those who need these nutrients the most. Now, when we know so much about sugar, we can improve our life by choosing foods more carefully. Read. Not all products containing sugar are sweet, so you can't tell the taste. When buying pre-made or canned foods, products, closely read descriptions, tags. Okay? Let me say this. It's kind of scary, but read the tags on your food so you won't have a tag on your toe. God, I just preached. Woo! I felt that. So now, my queen and I are calling all parents. I've just given you 10 negative effects of sugar on your health. Okay? And what we're going to do is bring my queen on in just a moment. God bless you. God bless you. You are on the Roderick Owensby Show. God bless you, Alberta.
God bless you too, Apostle. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We are talking about eating your way back to health. It was early this morning that the Holy Spirit put on my queen and I to do this, and it's exciting, great information. How has your day been?
My day was busy, 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 getting all my paperwork together so I can take to my job site, criminal background, got a new ID, things of that nature. But it's amazing, once again, that you actually talked about this. I just told Brooks I noticed today I'm fat.
I just said this morning. I'm serious.
I just noticed it. And I just told him this morning. I said, Brooks, when you was going to tell me I was fat? He said, I never noticed you being fat. I said, good answer, good answer.
That's the man, Brooke. That's the man. Go ahead.
But outside of that, my day has been beautiful. I took care of my business, kicked it with the kids. They played outside. I don't do hot. It was too hot for me, you know, but I still spent a little time with them. Brooks threw some meat on the grill. I made some spaghetti. I was actually behind schedule because I nodded off. But that's the reason why I'm late, and I'm sorry.
You know what? You are never late. You are always on time, and we're so glad for you. Just know that you are never late. We've been dealing with sugar and how we're telling mothers and fathers how sugar affects the children and adults. And I was letting them know that you look at neighborhoods that have more candy stores, you know, you'll find a lot of aggression. People get in fights and don't know why. I don't know why I whooped that girl. Yeah, it was sugar, you know. And so sugar would make you fight. It changes the mood. So we're going to help the people of God because we have a job to do, and we have to do it in a healthy way. You have anything to say on that point?
Actually, I totally understand what you're saying because I kind of like, I'm not picking my kids out and, you know, talking about them per se. But I want to use them as an example because out of my five kids, the one that likes cakes and cookies and ice cream and everything that's double fattening, she's the one that actually gets into more fights, arguments, and things like that at school. See,
wow.
Me and Monique is like chip eaters, but she'll eat chocolate. You know what I'm talking about, here and there.
Yeah.
But we really
yeah.
chip eaters. And Miracle is more like anything kind of fruit-wise or fruit drinks or, you know what I'm saying, things like that, where Shell is more cakes, cookies, donuts, you know, anything she can eat sweetening. You know, so she is more of the aggressor. So I can totally vouch for what you're saying. I really understand, and then my little baby Passion, she's aggressive anyway, but she a meat eater. She don't really eat too many snacks.
Wow. And so, now see, this is so good because what we are talking about is for the entire world. You know, I was saying earlier, Alberta, people can shout, dance, but if they don't eat right, you know, it's not good. And, you know, even when the Holy Spirit led us to do this, and we're going to be even doing this tomorrow, we want people to know, don't feel bad about where you are. That's very important. Do not beat yourself up. I'm talking to our audience. Nobody should beat yourself up because, listen, all of us have a sweet tooth. You know, they call it a sweet tooth. And really, there's no such thing, but it's been accepted. I have a sweet tooth. But actually, when you crave sugar, I want to give you some help. Your body is actually saying potassium.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't. And so a good way for everybody to start your morning is 2 glasses of water and spread the 6 out through the day and make sure that you have a balanced diet. We are going to be talking to our good friend. Alberta, anything else on your heart? We want you to be able to.
Yes, I wanted to ask a question. Maybe you should name some of the foods that actually has high potassium so that we can all actually know, so we know to grab those things.
We got it coming, girl. We got it coming. We wanted to start off with the information, and we've been talking about it for a bit and giving the people a history of their body and what the body does when we eat certain things, good food. And then what it does with the bad food. I just covered 10 points of sugar, so I'm going to bring my queen on, and she's going to cover her area, and then I will be back in a moment. Let me see who else I have on. God bless you. You're on the Roderick Owensby Show. God bless you.
God bless you, Dad. What's going on?
Oh, ain't nothing going on but a party about a party.
See, now y'all talk about food and stuff. This ain't right now because I got a tiny beef. This ain't right. Y'all talking about food and stuff.
You know what? Right. Jesus is a healer. You listen. You eat that Italian beef, and the good thing about that is there's some. We don't want to condemn anyone because that's one of my favorite. And when we come to Chicago, It calls
yes.
us. We'll be driving, and some will say, Roderick, come and get me.
Yeah.
You know, and then we stop by Jimmy's over there on Pulaski, and Jimmy's, it calls us. So we hear these voices. So y'all pray for us that we be delivered. So so you enjoy your Italian beef. But see, it's boiled. That's the good thing about it. It's not fried.
Yeah.
It's boiled. And so eat it. Enjoy it, man. Did you get some lemonades and hot tamales?
Yep.
You know, I come against that spirit.
I ain't getting no hot tamales.
I come against that spirit. The name of this show is Eating Yourself Back to Health. And you, I come against that. Come out of here right now. Okay. No. I'm just saying, anything on your part? Anything on your heart?
No, I'm just listening, paying close attention to you guys. But our we are the temple. Our bodies is the temple of the Lord.
Yeah.
And as we begin to, you know, begin to be a people of God that are healthy, we can be able to pray longer, or we can be able to sing longer, or we can be able to labor and help someone get free. Because of the strength and the energy you have to help another person access their deliverance by eating healthy or by working out or different things, because our body gives us energy. It feeds off if you get negative energy. If after you eating, it gives you negative energy because you're going to want to go right to sleep. Then on a positive note, you're going to be energized. You want to go and rule the world, you know, conquer the world. So I believe, you know, I believe as people we need to really get that into our mindsets and our hearts that we need to be on a healthy page. Our bodies need to be healthy because we don't know where God is going to send us or what he tells us to do. And your body may not be able to function. Those things that might shut down because you're not healthy enough to access those places or access those people or labor with those people have God requested or granted you to do it. So it's just being mindful of what we eat or how we eat it, and, you know, just maintain our body.
Well spoken, yeah. Devontae. Well spoken. Thank you for that information. Have you taken the first bite of your Italian beef?
Nope.
did you listen, we tell the people when we get it, drown that beef. They ask, do we want it dipped? No,
oh,
we tell them we want you to choke it and drown it.
Super soak.
Okay. Now I get mine with hot peppers and sweet peppers. And
yeah.
That's how you do yours?
It's super soak.
Okay, well.
With hot peppers and sweet peppers.
Don't tell me too much. Praise the Lord.
Okay, Apostle. You sound like you're trying to see if you can taste it through the phone after you took the first bite.
You saw me lick my lips, didn't you? That's the anointing. That's the anointing of God. I mess around speaking tongues and say, Italian beef. Glory to God. Rock, rock, God. Okay.
Let's take a piece of the hot peppers.
Hot peppers. Eating your way back to health. We will be back with the queen, my lady, my lover, Queen Katrina is coming on after this. I'm going to play one of our greatest love songs. Hallelujah.
That was Gerald Levert on the answering machine. Isn't that nice? We've been talking tonight about the effects of sugar and how sugar breaks down the body, how it's one of the leading causes of obesity and diabetes. Well, I know many people are saying, how do I break this? You've given me all this information. I want to stop. But we know, just like addictions, sugar is a craving that we will always, it seems like we always have it. My King Roderick always would say that he had this problem with Oreos, and he would say that he would see an Oreo saying, "Hey, you," and it'd be calling him. But he broke the power of that because he did some things. He asked the Lord to help him with that, and what God did was help him get away from that Oreo addiction. I'm not just going to talk about Roderick. my addiction was not so much as sweets, but chips and bread, that's me. That's why I was at chips and bread. You had some salt and sours, you had some barbecue chips. This may seem crazy to many people, but barbecue chips and chocolate ice cream, I can go for it. They're so good. But it had to be broken. Well, let's talk about breaking the sugar addiction. This here, it says that the difficulty level on this is going to be moderately easy. Some people may say it's not easy. It doesn't even sound easy. But we're going to go through the instructions with faith, and we're going to make sure it's easy for us. One step is, it says, to start by really listening to your body. We listen to our bodies when it's talking about, okay, you want that Italian beef, you want some chocolate chips, you want this. Let's listen to our bodies when it says it wants vegetables or water. I think that's what we really should do, is start paying attention to our bodies, and because we know the sweet taste or the salty taste we need. But when we crave water, we tend not to get it. We'll go get a Coke or some juice or something. Listen to your body. Eat when you first begin to feel hungry. Slow down. Chew your food. Keep a food journal. You know, just write it down. What did I eat this morning? Ooh, so I drank a glass of water, 8 ounces, and a boiled egg or some cereal. Next, concentrate on balancing your food choices. Everybody is different. So you can't do the same diet thing, you know, because one soup diet worked for Susie may not work for Sarah, you know? So listen to your body and balance what you're eating. Just make sure that in your exploration, you eat from all the essential food categories. You heard Roderick, my king, was saying, don't throw away the carbs. You need carbohydrates, you need proteins, you need fats and fiber. Eliminating one category would only wreak havoc on your system. Now, carbohydrates, they provide our body with fuel, you know, especially when you're exercising and things. You need that. Fats, proteins, and fibers, they help to ensure optimal health. It slows the absorption of the blood sugar into the blood health. In the bloodstream, as sugar is released more slowly over time, the pancreas releases insulin in a steady, even flow, and the body is able to maintain consistent blood sugar levels. As a body, you start to add protein and fats to each meal, then your cravings will often diminish almost immediately. That roller coaster, it will slowly flatten. Second step. Breakfast, the most important meal of the day. That does not mean we go and get pancakes because it's the most important meal of the day. Breakfast sets the tone for your day. What you eat for breakfast will influence your food choices for the next 12 to 15 hours. Now, subsequently, influencing your energy levels, your mood, and your overall sense of well-being. Typically, when you wake up, your blood sugar is at a fasting level anyway. So if you feed your body with fasting, the fasting blood sugar levels, like a muffin and a latte or some coffee, you're starting off that roller coaster ride. Now, on the other hand, if you begin your day with a veggie omelet or some fruit, grapefruit or something like that, or a less conventional, I know most of us, some of us like bean burritos. Roderick and I went through the bean burrito phase in our lives. It was okay for the moment, but we had to get off of it quickly. Was not cool. So just get you a burrito, maybe a breakfast burrito, sauteed greens or something like that. And then you're opting for a balance of foods that will ensure your slower absorption and a steady flow of your blood sugar, which means it's establishing a rhythm that is far easier to maintain than the one fueled by that muffin, the bagel, and please, that cup of coffee. Who really drinks their coffee? A lot of people may drink their coffee black, but most of us, we have to have sugar with our coffee. And we just heard the effects of sugar, how it tears up a body. So we don't want to do that. Now, study shows that people whose first two meals contain a balanced portions of carbs, carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, they consume over an average of 2,000 fewer calories a day. Okay, so we know we take a journal. We listen to our body. That's number one. Number two is breakfast. Now, number three is always strive to eat before you get too hungry. And eat within an hour of the time you wake up. A lot of us will go through the day and don't eat until 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon or the evening. And we are super duper hungry by then. So we just glut. We just go out and get everything in our sight. We go get a Polish, a hot dog, a cheeseburger, a double cheeseburger, anything we can get. And you Chicagoans, like Devontae and Roderick was talking, you go get that Italian beef. Some of us throw an Italian sausage in to make a combo, and it's real good. Some fried chicken, it's all good in the beefies, right? So let's not do that. Let's start off the first hour we get up, let's try to have something in our mouth. Since your glucose levels are already low, you don't want to let yourself get so hungry that your body responds to a desperate need to eat. Desperation rarely informs smart food choices. When we allow ourselves to get very hungry, the body releases stress hormones, the adrenaline and cortisol. I don't know if you all have heard before, but I was doing this research one time on cortisol. Cortisol gets body fat right around your tummy area. So a lot of you've seen people, men and women, they look like they're kind of on the chunky side. I mean, the whole body can be just tight, but they may get a little belly fat. That's called cortisol, and it comes from stress and adrenaline that a lot of times come from not eating until later on in the day. High levels of cortisol affect your ability to lose weight and maintain a balance in your life. So we don't want that, right? So we're working on our stomachs, everybody. I know I am, show of hands. Number four, the best way to avoid eating when you're overly hungry is to eat throughout the day. That does not mean we go out and get a whole bunch of meals. Big meals. We get small meals. Now, small meals enjoyed throughout the day will keep our blood sugar more stable than will two or three large meals spaced far apart from one another. You know what it'll do? It'll also speed up your metabolism because then it's getting your body, it's like running. We're on a constant pace. So it gets your body moving. Schedule your meals around your body's needs rather than around your to-do list. You know, we get up, go to school, get the children ready for school. So we don't eat. We may grab something real fast, a muffin. We may grab, instead of that, put some fruit, a bowl of fruit on the table. If you're in a fast race, okay, let me get a bowl of fruit. Let me get an apple, an orange, or something to eat while I'm going out the door. You will find it much easier to stop eating when full to make smart choices than rational, calm places and to maintain an even mood and energy levels. I know. I would sit up and I would just nibble on little, I like jelly beans. So I'll grab a handful of jelly beans, walk through the house. But not thinking that this is a totally big consumption of sugar. So now I'm thinking I'm just grabbing something little to nibble on, but I'm grabbing little sugar bites. So I let it go. Number five, I recommend starting with a simple 5-day cleanse. Some of you may be saying, what you talking about, like a fast, no eating at all? There are several different cleanses. You can do a liquid cleanse, just water, juice. You can go do some things like that, or you can do a fruit and vegetable cleanse, which I totally like because it flushes you out. Now, fruit, vegetables, and water. Don't overeat too many vegetables. Don't overeat too many fruit because too much of anything when you're talking about food is not good for you. Because fruit has sugar in it, and vegetables can be gassy. So when you're choosing vegetables, choose wisely. Broccoli sometimes gas people up. So if you're going to do broccoli, make sure you stay in the house. Don't be grossing people out. Greens are always good. A salad, sometimes we can overdo with a salad because we'll make a salad look like it's a cake almost. We just got to put all the cheese and the eggs and the raisins and, you know, we have to put everything, the meat, with three different types of meat. You may as well go get a cheeseburger or something if you're going to load it up like that. And then the creamy sauce, the dressing and things, is high in calories. and it's too much dairy. So be careful what we're doing when we're trying to even eat healthy. So when you're doing this cleanse, just do it in moderation. If it's just liquid, if it's fruit and vegetables, however, this is where the Holy Spirit can come in also. That's something to build you and the Holy Spirit's relationship up. Ask him what would he choose for you to eat in this cleanse, because the scripture talks about this is the fast that God has chosen. So he'll help you with that. Now, this cleanse will also, it'll reset your metabolism and it'll curb your carbohydrate craving. So those breads and cakes and stuff, it'll kind of take it down to a lower level. By the end of the 5 days, the cravings are greatly diminished. That means they're gone. You enter this next exciting phase of your life with greater control, renewed energy, and a more stable glucose level. Many women who have been pregnant, they know, they give us that little sugar drink to test our glucose level to see if, you know, you're diabetic and things like that. That's what can happen when we overdo sugar, so we got to keep that down. My battle with sugar ended the day I began the first cleanse. You see how important that cleanse can be? It can take us down to that level. It can just help us get rid of things we don't know how to get rid of. That's what this is about. Better informed and with a healthier metabolism, I continue to follow the steps I've outlined for each and every day of this life. So all of us are getting back on this level, right? We're getting back to the place of cleansing ourselves, rebuilding ourselves, and making ourselves over. A lot of times we sing the song, Lord, rebuild us or make us over. But God is giving us some things to make over in our own self, because God didn't put all that chocolate in our mouths and God didn't put all those cakes in our faces. God wants us to do some things too. He said, present your bodies to me as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. He told us to do this. God's not going to just, he can help us. He will help us, but he is not going to come and make our body a size 5. He's not going to make our bodies a size 8 and a size 10 with a 6% body fat. That's not God's job. We have to exercise. We have to eat right. So I continue to follow the steps that we've outlined here. We know that sugars are coming to tear our bodies down. We're allowing them to tear our bodies down. We've getting information because knowledge is power. We can grow. We can make sure that our bodies are rebuilt and we can go forward in this. Now I want to let you all hear this song, Will You Love Me When It Hurts? It's not just a love song. You can say bye-bye to your sugar craving, and your body say, will you love me when it hurts? Or you can tell your body, will you love me when it hurts? Because tell your body you're about to go into a major pain mode. What do you mean? We're going to exercise. We're going to kill some fat cells. Here's Avant with When It Hurts.
Will you believe when I say I knew that you'd be tripping, so I stepped out in my ride in the driveway. So before we get into the things that we shouldn't do, I'ma need your undivided attention, 'cause it's fantasies and reality. Baby, which one are we living in? I don't wanna blend in every other relationship that be falling in and out, girl. I know that I trip, 'cause every time we argue, think about having someone on the side, girl.
So before we get into the things that we shouldn't do,
I'ma need your undivided attention.
cause it's fantasies in reality. Baby, which one are we living in? Oh,
when it hurts, will we still be
same two lovers all over each other? Will we?
When it hurts, will we still see
why we got together? Promise that we'll never be
temporary, not
ordinary.
Uh-uh.
We should change people's definition of love.
Okay, that was Avant. He was talking again about loving when it hurts. He asked a question when he was talking to this woman about, will she still love him when it hurts? Will she still be there when it hurts? And when we were going, before we went into this, I said, let's tell our bodies that. When exercising and eating the way we're supposed to eat after we set up and we've trained our bodies to crave all the junk food. You know, spirits, we trained our bodies, our spirit and our mind to crave gossip. Ladies, we are responsible for what comes in our household, whether it's food, whether it's spiritual conversation or junk conversation. Let's do this thing. We love our families. We love God. Let's put this thing back into perspective. We saw the old shows where we had the Hazels and the Father Knows Best. A lot of these shows are coming back on because God is restoring his families. The first business that God ever created was the family. Women, that is our function, to make sure our families are healthy, spiritual and naturally. Our kings, they tell us and we communicate with the word of God. Our kings watch out for us, protect us. You say, you may be saying, I don't need protection. Yes, you do, woman. You're not a man. You need protecting. Get in line with what God told us to be. Where is your function? Take care of that household. Make sure your children, your husband is healthy. Keep them heart smart. Start doing research to keep them heart smart. And keep yourself heart smart so his heart can be smart when he looks at you and he thinks real good thoughts about you. Let's talk about the benefits of healthy bodies. A healthy body, you heard a little bit about when Devontae was talking about he's been hearing how to go into ministry for his being healthy so you can minister. Let's minister at home also. Let's be healthy enough to make sure that we can run and play with our husbands, women, that we can run and play with our children and our grandchildren. We have a granddaughter and another granddaughter on the way. We're going to run and play with them until they're way up in age. We have an 8-year-old son that loves to run and play. We're going to run and play with him a long time. While he's playing basketball and football, we're going to be his loudest section of cheerleaders. We're going to be right over there. How? Because we're going to take care of our bodies. We're going to take care of the temple so the Holy Spirit can do what he wants to do through us, and then we can enjoy our families. Okay, let's talk about the benefits of good, healthy foods. We could get food benefits for the healthy body if we consume healthy foods regularly. And recently, this research shows that chemicals in certain foods, such as that sulforaphane, you know, it's a lot of things that we can't even pronounce. We have to do that research. But like in broccoli, I mentioned broccoli earlier, talking about the gassiness of broccoli. Broccoli is still a good source of vitamins. Now, with broccoli works with a gene that is a ratchet body's natural defense system. It helps in activate the toxins and the free radicals before they can do the damage that leads to cancer and cardiovascular diseases and even premature aging. A lot of us are getting to starting to look a little bit old. If we're going to live this long life, we want to live it and look the part. You know, that's the way we do. God beautifies the meek with salvation. And hope for the future is to be able to tell someone what diseases and maladies they may be genetically predispositioned to the beginning, so they can focus on the appropriate diet. Let me say this. When we go to the doctors, they give you this list. They stick it in front of your face and they ask you a genetic question. A long list of questions. Do you have heart disease in your background? Does anybody in your family have all of these things? And by faith, we say no. No, 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 no. Now let's do this in our own time, on our own time. Take this list and we say, what was my family line dealing with? You know that. If some of us have, our grandparents had high blood pressure, they dealt with diabetes and things like that, do the research. Find out what causes diabetes. We know that sugar causes, high levels of sugar cause diabetes. So let's stay away from the sugar, because if that is there, we don't have to take medicine for it. We just eat right and exercise. Keep our prayer up with the Maker. Read His Word. If there's heart disease, we know that a lot of fats, a lot of greases causes heart disease. It clogs the arteries. A lot of red meat, a lot of red meat and pork. I'm not saying don't eat pork. If that's your thing, that's okay. Just don't eat too much of it. Drink a lot of water. Flush it out. Flush the kidneys. Flush the body system. And it will not hurt you to sometimes take, set aside some time for you. Go and get a colon cleanse. You may say, I'm not getting that. Someone, you know, putting this tube. Well, you know what? This stuff goes way up into your colons, and there are different compartments in your colons that food gets in and cannot come out unless you have somebody to go up there and get it out. You'd rather go and spend a little bit of money and let that warm water flush you out than someone, God forbid, having to sit you on a table and they have to do it another way. And if you don't want to do that, they have things that, like stores, different natural food stores and health stores. Go and get the vitamins. Flush yourself out. And the easiest, quickest way is vegetables. A lot of green leafy vegetables will flush you out. Green leafy vegetables and water. We always can take care of ourselves. That's the only you have, is yourself. Take care of your body. It's the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, and hope for the future is to be able to tell someone what diseases and maladies we have. We talked about that. We don't want to tell anyone that we have diseases. We don't have any disease. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. How do we continue to walk in that healing? Take care of your body. That's what we're going to do. Now, there are pigments in tomatoes that are red tomatoes. They're good for you. They're very healthy. Excuse me. Different foods that are good for you. Tomatoes are good for you. You know what? I found out that corn is not that good for you because it can stick in you and stay too long. And even carrots, we've heard that carrots, when it breaks down, it turns into sugar. You see, carrots are supposed to be good for you, and they're for your eyes and things. Not too many, because it'll break down into a sugar that can turn into the insulin and mess up your whole body again. So again, it's all in moderation. Let's do everything in moderation. Drink a glass of water. Drink a glass of water. It will not hurt you. I have a grandmother who said, you know what, I'm made up of this much of water. Why do I have to drink water since I have so much water in me? I said, well, you know what? Everything that you eat has enough salt in it to take up the little water that you say you have in your body. So we have to replenish ourselves. And people think just because I drink pops, that's enough liquid. If I drink juice, that's enough liquid. Well, when you drink a juice, you drink enough sugar in that juice to take out everything, all the water that you think you have in you. You have enough salt in that juice. You know, even Gatorade is filled with salt. It's put back. It's a Gatorade is good for me. It's put back, puts back the nutrients in my system. It's salt. That is salt being put back in your system. That's not water being put back in your system. So then there's water. There's some more salt that you need to flush out with some more water. The best thing that you can drink is water. In about 3 minutes, we're going to hear from King Roderick on the effects and the good way of eating. He's going to come to you talking about what would Jesus eat. Okay, you said, oh, man. First you were telling about the sugar. Now you're telling us about how to get away from the sugar, telling us about the fruits and vegetables and a lot of water. Now you're going to find out what your creator ate. And if you want to walk like Jesus, eat like Jesus. He knows how to live. He knows how to live, die, get back up, and walk again. That's resurrection power. Let's walk like Jesus and have that resurrection power. We'll be right back with you.
God bless you. I have enjoyed my queen as she was giving us information on our diet. We started off, we were talking about your body, and then we began to talk about the effects of sugar, and I went over the 10 things 10 different dangers of sugar. And my queen began to give us further information so wonderfully about what we should eat. And I want to take you into the Jesus diet, I'll call it. So important for us to understand that, yes, he wish above all things that we would prosper. Notice this, 3 John 2, and be in good health. Also, read the entire chapter of Isaiah 58, and you will discover there is a fast that's deeper than doing without food. There is a fast that includes helping people. So sugar causes us to become aggressive. Sugar causes us, you know, you may say, why am I feeling so down? Why do I feel like I'm depressed? Don't you know a whole lot of folk went to church and had people slob on them, spit on them, one person on one ear saying, hold on, and the other person on the other ear saying, let go, trying to cast out a demon of depression, and it was sugar. My God, it was sugar. My queen began to tell us how carrots, most people get a cup of carrots and they think they're on a diet, but that carrot, when it gets in your body, it breaks down, and guess what it turns to? Sugar. Sugar is a drug. If people, if there was a law against sugar, everybody be in jail. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. And the carrot is good for Bugs Bunny. But be careful if you eat carrots. It's one or two little pieces is good, but be careful. Even when you eat fruits. And some people think, hey, I'm eating fruit. So, and then some people go on a fruit fast. You can eat too much fruit because it has natural sugar. And so you must be careful. Now, we're going to get into the diet of Jesus. What would Jesus eat, I'll ask you? The ultimate program for eating well, feeling great, and living longer is about Jesus. And we're going to find out, what did he eat? If you truly want to follow Jesus in every area of your life, you cannot ignore your eating habits. He outlines, here we have an outline of certain natural foods and even the Jewish diet traditions that will not only improve your health, but will also help you to examine the spiritual aspects of your diet. Okay, you that have went on fast, and I started ministering at 14 years old, and God would always lead me into fasting. And one thing that I've discovered is, through the anointing and knowing how to fast properly, it gives an increase in your spiritual life with God. Well, here's another fast. Eating right will increase your worship and relationship with God. Study about the Hebrew boys. You'll find that out. So let's look at the basic diet of Jesus. Okay. Is what we want to consume. What did Jesus eat? Jesus, as we know, he ate a Mediterranean-style diet. It was wholesome, unprocessed foods in accordance with ancient Jewish diet laws. Listen to this. Based on his research, he included the diet. We have the diet of Jesus, and look at this. This is what Jesus ate: fish, whole wheat bread, olives. Yes, those little salty things. Olives, figs. Here it goes. Red wine. See, fish was widely available and was probably eaten on a daily basis. Okay, while red meat would have been consumed only. Listen. Only occasionally, perhaps only once a month. So if you consume red meat, okay, if you do, make sure that it is well cooked and it is stored in the right temperature. And when you eat it, make sure if you do, if you have to, once a month. Now, some people consume red meat so much, we have drastically changed our eating habits. My mama, my love mama, my queen Katrina, put me on. I was grounded. I've been grounded for a long time. And I just got re-grounded, if that's a word. Okay. Now, foods that are forbidden in the Bible, such as pork, are to be avoided, as are all processed foods, including refined white flour and sugar. Avoid them. What would Jesus eat? What did he eat? Okay, his life was a life of discipline. Okay, so we must adjust our lives according to the life of Jesus. Okay, just one thing at a time as you change your diet. Okay, you got to do it drastically slow, but you must change. We must change the way we eat. Please replace soda with water. That's the first step. Please. You know, there's a lot of church folks on Coke. Glory to God, Coke. Got a lot of Coke Christians. That Coke is dangerous. So replace soda with water. Me and my queen, when we go out to eat, instead of getting a drink, we started water. And then we included something romantic. We will order one meal and we will split it, a healthy meal, and then we will split it. Married folks, it's really good. There's a lot of romantic benefits in eating right. Okay? Now, replace soda with water. Start cooking with extra virgin olive oil. We've been doing that for years instead of butter. Now, for example, if you're a breakfast person like we are, you know how you usually put butter on your toast, on your bread, rather, and you make toast? I'm going to tell you something that's real good. Use olive oil. Use it. Okay? Recommended foods, fresh fruit, vegetables, whole grain. Okay? Fish. Okay? As I said, red wine, olive oil. Replace. If you cook with that, there's certain oils that are so full of fat. And you even have some that have sugar in it. Stay away from the glucose, that high, what is it, fructose. My queen corrected me. The high fructose, be very careful of that. Okay, a good way to start your day off would be 4 ounces fresh squeezed fruit juice or a small piece of fruit oatmeal. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, my wife made me my favorite. Now, I used to eat oatmeal with a bunch of milk, sugar, and butter. Okay, I might as well went down to the bakery and got some sugar cookies. But this morning, like many mornings since we've changed this, I had a bowl of oatmeal with nothing in it. Now, some of you could put honey in it, a little brown sugar, but I chose to put nothing in it to retrain my tongue. It's sort of like gossiping. People have to retrain their tongues. Okay? For lunch, a good thing to have is a tuna salad, tomato, from my dad, the prophet Osteen Owensby, who's with the Lord. I've learned to cut up my tomatoes and eat them raw. Just eat them. I like tomatoes. For lunch, tomato, cucumbers, romaine lettuce, okay, and put some vinegar and olive oil for dressing. I dare you to change it. Okay, for dinner, something good you can have is lentil soup. One slice of whole grain bread, okay, 4 ounces of grilled salmon. Steamed broccoli. As my queen was talking about, don't overdo the broccoli. You can start a gas company and have people pay you. Glory to God. That broccoli, it'll bless your house. Man, I tell you, I had some broccoli and I started eating broccoli and thought I was on a diet, and I was just blessing that broccoli, and something woke me up one morning, and I asked my queen, who knocked? Well, it wasn't a knock. It was that broccoli. Praise, glory to God. Okay? So watch it on the broccoli. Also, brown rice is good. Salad with lettuce, small amount of carrots, tomatoes, and cucumbers. Okay? And vinegar is good. Olive oil. And 4 ounces of 4 ounces. Let me say it again. 1, 2, 3, 4 ounces of red wine. I didn't say 6 or 7. I said 4. Okay. I'm not saying take communion and overdo it. Okay. Now, Jesus spent a large part of his days walking. And this is recommended form of exercise, as you know. Okay, we are encouraged by Jesus to walk by his lifestyle. Okay, what it will do, this will appeal to dieters who find strength and motivation in spirituality. Okay, this walking is so powerful until you wonder why people in ancient days were so healthy, because they walked a lot. And let me tell you about these machines, treadmills and so forth. I'm not discouraging anybody from buying anything. So I'm not coming against businesses who make and sell exercise machines. But I promise you, if you use your body and train your body to exercise itself with your own weight size, you will be in better shape. You will be in better shape. Use your own body to get your body in shape. That's what I'm saying. And my queen and I are finding that most modern day exercising programs do not include machines. Your body, our bodies are a machine by itself. Okay? So use your human machine to get in shape. Okay, what would Jesus eat? I recommend that everybody would read the Word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the life of Jesus. And so we're going to get into this more tomorrow. And we just want you to know we thank every one of you for listening to the Roderick Owensby Show. And we have more to tell you about sugar. Dangerous, dangerous drug. It's a drug, yes. That sugar will kill you. And we're going to give it to you raw. We give everything else raw. So we're going to continue to talk about this even tomorrow, the Holy Ghost permits, and I sense that he will. Let's see who I have. Thank you. Thank you for being with me. God bless you. You all that are with me, anything on your mind concerning eating?
Yes, Apostle, this is Alberta. I was hearing what you were saying, and I was feeling it, and I have been trying to get away from the pork for a long time. You know, my biggest problem with pork is the breakfast sausages. And I don't really eat breakfast. I heard Trina talk about breakfast is the best part of the morning, but I'm a leftover girl. Whatever's left over from then, I want to eat.
Okay.
For breakfast, you know. So now that I hear it from, you know, that point of view where it's spiritual at the same time, it's physical at the same time, it's a mindset, you know, and a small change each time, you know, I'm feeling what you said about the cleaning your body. So I think I'm going to try that. I'm going to actually try that the beginning of next week. That way I can do a whole 5 straight clean days, you know. So I'm going to try that. And it sounds like, you know, I had already stopped frying so much. I might fry probably twice a month. You know, versus every day, I just bake everything. Everything I, all the meats I eat, I bake them. You know, and I try to steam my vegetables versus saute them in all that butter. You know, so I have been trying that, but now that I hear it from her point of view, and I love her size, as the size I was for our side, just doing nothing and not working. So I'm gonna try this. I'm really gonna try this.
And we are going to help you, because my queen and I, we love you, and you are a beautiful woman. And we want, I was telling the audience that we want to start a powerful campaign, and we want to help you to do that. Anyone else on it? Then I'm going to give you all a powerful scripture. Millions and billions of you that are listening, I'm going to give you a powerful chapter to read, and it's going to bless you. Anyone else with me? Praise God. Praise God.
Cousin.
God bless you, Angela.
That's a good message.
Thank
good.
You. God bless you. Anything you want to add?
Nope. And I'll tell you one thing. Well, I guess I do. When you eat right, it changes your spirit. It helps you. You can hear the Holy Spirit. Changes you.
That is so true. Go ahead, my cousin. Did you hear what she said, ladies and gentlemen? When you eat right, the Holy Spirit can in my own words, work through you. And to back that up, there were the three Hebrews boys, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't eat the king's food. They wouldn't eat the dairy products, the things of that nature that the kings ate. Things that look good. And God delivered them from the enemy just by eating good. Let's look at Cain and Abel. Okay? Look at in the early Bible days. Look at Jacob and Esau. You find in the scripture people were either successful or failed because of their diet. This is true. Let's look at barley. Barley is something I recommend. If you never had barley, you need to get you some barley. Go to a health food store. Let me tell you how powerful barley is. This is one of the things that Jesus ate, a loaf of bread, barley bread. The people that was in warfare, there were certain people that were in war, y'all, when they were in the fields of barley, and that's all they had to eat, they were stronger than the opposing army.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing? Because they ate barley, they had more endurance in warfare. Let's look at that in the spirit. When we eat right, we have more physical endurance so that the Holy Spirit can operate through us. I'll tell you personal, how powerful eating right is. I never had a lesson playing the piano. And Angela's mother, after I began to learn, we practiced a lot together. Her mother's a pianist, my Aunt Betty. No one would teach me. I closed myself up, and I'm giving God the glory for this testimony. I closed myself up in a room, and I was in a closet. And I told my mother, when I knock three times, that means I want some water, you know. Only time I came out was to take care of some human business and some water. Let me tell you what happened to me. Because I controlled my diet, I received the gift of music. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm telling you something. I remember as a teenager, and that those gifts are still with me, I would fast and pray, and I don't normally say this, because it's in secret, but now I feel released to say it. I would fast and pray, and I would ask God to heal the sick, raise the dead. And my scripture was Matthew 10:1. When Jesus called his 12 disciples, he gave them power and authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all the manner of sicknesses and diseases. That was my scripture. And do you not know in my meetings, it still happens now because of that life of fasting, people were healed of cancer. I'm talking documented. People were healed of all types of diseases. And my father told me before he went to glory, he said, son, don't neglect the gifts. So I done got back in the ring, y'all, and I want everyone to join my queen and I, and let's get our bodies in tune for what? Not just to look good, but to look good spiritually. To be more sensitive. And let me tell you what eating right will do. It will increase your love. Uh-oh. Yeah. I tell married couples, if you're having trouble, even the Paul said, fast and pray.
Yeah.
And and come back together again. And don't let Satan tempt you. It increases your love. My queen and I are constantly walking in. We could fall all we want to in love now because we're married. Falling in love with each other because of our, I'm going to say it, eating habits.
That's true.
Depression mm-hmm. is caused
it
by,
is.
Your, yeah, it's caused by sugar.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Anger. Tomorrow, don't miss this. We're going to be giving out some explosive. Today, we're just getting you tuned up, but tomorrow, you're going to find out that diseases grow with sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Sugar will make cancer come alive.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say something. There's a whole lot of stuff you have and don't know it, but that sugar will wake it up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do this. Anyone else have anything else to say?
Well,
okay.
I just wanted to. I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell you I appreciate you actually touching bases on so many issues that people deal with day to day. You know, and I have to say this again. I'm sorry for the pastors that don't. I'm not knocking them, but I'm just saying maybe they should. Maybe they'd be more, you know, willing to do more things for the church, run around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get healthier, give out more money, help them in different areas they can actually do physically. You know, it's different things, you know. So I truly appreciate you for actually just, like, touching base on any and everything that we go through day in, day out that people are afraid to speak about, don't want to speak about, don't care to speak about.
Alberta, we love you, and y'all stick with me. And thank you so much. You all make this what it is. My queen and I appreciate the realness that you all bring. Watch this, Angela and Alberta, and millions of you that are listening. And we notice when we go off the air, people are yet on the archives, and they're listening to the Word of God in different areas. To God be the glory. Listen to this, y'all. This is so important until it's scary. Do you not know that it's a medical proof that your human body could live to the age of 300 and still look young? It
That's
is
right.
proven. And oh. I'm going to read tomorrow. This is going to blow. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, do not miss tomorrow. I got a documented proof of people who are alive and have lived. In one man in New York lived to 185. See, the news won't tell you everything. There's a man right now in India. He is 130. I prophesied this years ago, and I said, men have been dying early, but God is going to overturn that, and men and women are going to live longer lives. And it's people are not going to want to put it in the World Guinness Book. Because people don't want. See, the food industry is making billions of dollars off of the ignorance of people. Now, let me give you this. Isaiah 38. Listen to this, y'all. Isaiah 38 and 16. Watch this. Lord, by such things men live, and my spirit finds life in them too. Listen, you restored me to health, and let me live.
Yeah.
That's the New International Version. Listen to the New Living Translation. Lord, your discipline is good, for it leads to life and health. You restored my health and allow me to live.
Yeah.
Watch the English Standard Version. Oh, Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things, is the life of my spirit. Oh, restore me to health and make me live. Can I tell y'all something? The Bible says, the Word of God says, the spirit in man is a candle unto the Lord. You know what keeps us alive? Listen to this powerful truth. Your physical body can be so messed up until your spirit will want to escape it.
Oh.
Let me ask you a question. You would
That's
you want to live in? Would you want to live in a house where all the all the insects live and all of the animals live, unless you know her, would you want to live in a house where it's disease is attractive to it? No. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you rather live in a clean, beautiful home? Everybody mm-hmm. would. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, let's put this in your spirit. Your spirit, man, the body is the what? Temple of the Holy Ghost. And religion mm-hmm. done took that Holy Ghost and ran with it. Holy, holy, mm-hmm. holy. Let me say something. Let me say something. God's behind is more glorious than man's holiest day.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're gonna get in that later. That's a message God gave me. But I want you all to know that what's coming up also, we're going to do a children's show. It's going to be hosted by Elisha William Ormsby. That's coming in the near future. And the reason I'm telling you parents now, because you need to email me, because we want to have, for example, your children, Alberta, we want to have Angela's children, grandchildren. I'm going to invite the children, and the children are going to hear stories that relates to their lives. So we are working on powerful things because we are on an attack. We're on the offense against the devil trying to destroy families and trying to destroy our world. No, devil, we are on the case with the army of God, Michael and Gabriel. Honey, we are backed up by the big boys. Glory to God, I felt that. We're backed up by the warring angels. And I loose health. Some of y'all dealing with health issues, and I loose your health in the name of Jesus, not in my name. Right now, we rebuke cancer, sugar diabetes, every disease. And let me tell you what I did. I love my father. I want to help somebody, but I renounce my father's sickness. I love my mother, but I renounce my mother's sickness. Now, see, that's not excommunicating my parents. That's saying that I don't want to receive sickness because I was born into a family.
Yes.
And I decree every parent to do the same thing. Are y'all happy? I thank you all for being with us. I love you all. Ladies and gentlemen, you have listened to the Roderick Ormsby Show with my queen, Katrina Ormsby, and our special guest, my sister cousin, all the way from California, Angela Forrest, and also our good friend out of Chicago, our hometown, Alberta Lovett. We'll see you all tomorrow, and we love you all. God bless you, and good night. Stay healthy. Watch that sugar.
Love you
too. It is easy to be with you. You are a delight. As I delight myself in God, He gives me the desires of my heart. You are the desire of my heart. Thankful that you are here. Thankful that you share. Thankful, my King, that you're always and forever being you, the man of God. The man that makes the woman who I am. Thankful that you are the man of God who leaves the people to who they are. Thankful I am, oh man.
Oh man, oh husband, remember her. Remember, she is your womb. And when you touch her, remember, she is your womb.